Sunday night, 4 hours, tape, I think. Something like that. Yes, I'm going to follow. Okay, we know that there's an Isser Borer on Shabbos. And we know that it's Psoles Mitoch Ochel. And we know that Ochel Mitoch Psoles has certain conditions to make it mutter, biyad, not bekli, and it should be for immediate use. You have peeling peiros. So even though ostensibly it's taking away the psoles, but since that's the only way to get to the fruit, so the derech of eating in this food is to take away the psoles, so you're allowed to peel oranges, anything with a peel, eggs, even though you're taking away the psoles, because that's the only way to get to the fruit, so it's called derech achila. Even though it's called derech achila, you still need miyad. And this is something that maybe you have to be aware of. So even if you're peeling oranges for shalshudis or eggs, you can't do it. It has to be only for immediate use. So even though the heter, it's, you make believe it's ochel mitoch psoles, even though it's psoles mitoch ochel, but it's still enough of a, call it a chefza of borer, that you need the condition of miyad, which many times is not realized, and you could do something for shalshuta, something as simple as peeling fruit, and that's usher if it's not for immediate use. I'm not going to go into now what immediate use is. That's a whole series of halachas in itself, what's called immediate use. But you do need whatever an immediate use means, l'gabe, when it's ochel mitoch psoles, so peeling has the same halacha of immediate use. You're allowed to peel the whole peel, even though at some point you don't have to peel to get to the ochel. And you could maybe extract the ochel from the psoles, and the heter is said because that's the only way to get to the ochel. But nevertheless, they were not there to peel the whole peel. You don't have to figure out how much you need to peel in order to get to the pre, and then it's also to peel any further. But you can finish the whole peeling. But that's only if you're doing it all at once. But let's say they peel an orange, a tangerine, an egg, then they serve it, and there's still some of the peel left. So you have to be very, very careful. You can't take off the peel. That's already psoles mitoch ochel. And you have to be careful, and you have to extract. You have to make sure that your action takes the food away from the peel, not the peel away from the food. If you can't manage that, don't do it. It's a problem. Okay. So that's where we're at for tonight. And now, anybody have a question? It sounds like someone has a question. No questions. Good. Now we'll learn Chavis Al Vavis. We're in Perakei of Sharifa the Maisa, and he's moving into a whole new section now of enticements of the Yetzirah. Because till now he talked about very, very Yisodi stuff, about Emunah, and about Schar V'Onesh, and Avodas Hashem. And now it's addressing, he calls it Chelek Hasheni, variation of or Atom and Chelek Hasheni has a dimyonim ideas that the Torah throws at you, and it's a person who's doing mitzvahs. The Torah wants to spoil the mitzvah, either to do a shelo lishma, or to do a l'shem kavod, or to neglect certain mitzvahs and do other mitzvahs, as we'll see as we learn through it. For Roshin of Aratim and Achelik Hasheni as Dimyonim, examples, Sheyum Dumehem Sharon Yanim, not an exhaustive list, says the Chavis of Obviously, many times throughout the Sefer, he'll be mocked in that the list he gives is not an exhaustive list. You have to extrapolate, you have to think, you have to compare, you have to derive. So you'll be able to be saved. You'll be careful from falling into these traps. when you know what the Yetzer might throw at you, so you're ready for it. Now he says a very interesting thought. He says, if you don't learn the problem, if you don't learn what the pitui might be, so then you're not on guard. You have to learn what the pitui might be, and you have to fortify yourself against it, and then you're on guard. He says, ki ein inyan minyoni atova, there's nothing good in the world, elam yeshlo pega sheyafsid also. There's always something that will, that can, or is apt to, or likely to, or might ruin what you're doing. There's nothing that's smooth. There's always, that's why if you'll notice, if you went Chavis Alvavis, he always has a chapter devoted to what will spoil Bitachon, what will spoil Avodas Elokim, what will spoil Kiniya, what will spoil Precious. He always has a chapter devoted to Masidei of the Midah that he's talking about. So he says, here he says, like it's almost, it's a rule of life. There's always things that spoil it, and if you're not aware of it, so you'll just fall into the trap. And you have to be aware of what might come up and fortify yourself against it. Someone who's aware and he is omid on it, he knows about it. So he could defensively take steps to guard himself against falling into those traps. Someone who's a little more naive, or someone who says, why should I read about the enticements of the Yetzer Hara? Like, what do I want to read about that for? So someone who only knows the good, and he's not aware of what would be mafsid, the good, lo yimolik lo mimenu davar, it's almost impossible. He won't have any good left in his actions. The rofa begom hamasigim also. He will fall easy prey to the things that ruin the good. So you have to know about it and be on guard. Lo yachav ben hachasidim, one of the chasidim, tzavel etalmidov, limdu harat chila. I want you to know what's not good, what's wrong. Libodol mimenu, and you'll learn to stay away from that. V'achakach limdu hatov. I don't know, this is probably not literal, but this is like Sur Meira V'asei Tov. But then learn to Vasu. V'mashom ha'kosov niru lochem nir v'al tizru al hakotzim. That's what Yirmiyahu describes a person's ma'asim, a person's actions. You have to get rid of the thorns, get rid of the things that spoil the plantings, and then you can plant properly. So he says, if you don't know what's out there, that could, and you have to be a little, you have to be sophisticated. If you just, you can't just be naive and say, this is, you know, I'm just going to go straight. And you have to be aware of the pitfalls in every type of thinking, every pitui. You have to know what the Yetzer Hara might throw at you, and you have to know what to answer, and you have to know what the answer is. Okay.